Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Pei Hei of Masechtes Bachim. Some of the topics we learned about include: Im Olah Lo Yerdu, if Karbonos with certain psulim were placed onto the Mizbeach, then not removed. The Gemara discusses the status of Imur Kachem Kalim Lefnei Zrika. Imurim, the innards of a carbon that are burned on the Mizbeach of Kachem Kalim, the Karbonos with a lower level of sanctity, before their blood is sprinkled, regarding Me'ilah, whether they're subject to the Lachas of Me'ilah, the unintentional use of Hekdesh, and Im Olah Lo Yerdu, if these Imurim were placed onto the Mizbeach, whether they are removed. V'kulan sha'olu chayin, whether a carbon that is placed alive onto the Mizbeach is removed, including bedukin sheba'ayin, animals with the type of blemish that does not invalidate a bird, such as cataracts of the eye. Hefshe benituach, the skinning and cutting up of the carbon regarding k'sheira v'loy psula, whether disqualified carbonas are skinned. And hefshe benituach b'reish Mizbeach, if a whole carbon is brought onto the Mizbeach, whether we skin and cut apart the carbon on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva Machshe Bebali Mumen. Rabbi Kiva holds that a blemish carbon is not removed from the Mizbeach, specifically Bedukin Shebe'ayin. Animals with the type of blemish that does not invalidate a bird, such as cataracts of the eye. And only if Kadim Mekdeshin is Mumen, the animal was consecrated before it became blemished. Nirva Ba'ifis, whether a bird is disqualified as a carbon if a man used it to commit a sin. Im Yerdu Lo Yalu, if a disqualified carbon was placed onto the Mizbeach and then removed, then not brought back onto the Mizbeach. However, if Moshe Ben Ha'ur, if they already caught fire, they are returned.